Hello, and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, divorce support for dads, where we help dads create a healthy and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval, and I'm your host. I created this podcast and the Divorced Dadvocate community as a result of my own high conflict divorce, and because you as a dad deserve all the resources necessary to thrive through this challenging time. I encourage you to check out our website at thedivorcedadvocate.com, where there are resources that correspond to this episode, as well as free access to our membership community, where you will find live meetings, free workshops and courses, private discussion groups, and more. And now on to this week's episode. Hello and welcome to the show. I am so excited and happy that you are here today listening. I am sincerely appreciative of that, and we are going to be talking about 10 reminders that you as a father are important. And I know you might be saying, hey, you just did an episode on that, sharing information and statistics about fatherhood. Yes, you are in fact correct, except for we had another group meeting on Saturday, and one of the guys that we were talking to was struggling with trusting his instincts around co-parenting with his ex, with the information that he was being told about the decisions and what he felt was the best interest of his son and the direction that he needed to take with him. And it was just a reminder to me again, and it is every single day, literally, when I talk to one of you dads, that we are not being reinforced in what is our just innate way in which we parent as fathers. We have a unique and distinct way in which we father and what we provide to kids as fathers. And so I just wanted to give 10 reminders today that you as a father are important. But before we dive into these 10, I do want to welcome the new members to the Divorce Dadvocate community. And those are Ian, Cal, Dennis, and Alex. Welcome to the Divorce Dadvocate community. If you're not part of the community yet, definitely check out the website at thedivorcedadvocate.com. There are resources for you however you are able to acquire them. There's free resources. There's some membership. There is a membership part that gives some more resources. There's individual coaching, group coaching, et cetera. So there is something for everybody there at the website. And I would also ask that if you're finding some value in the website with this podcast, please share it far and wide. Give us a star rating. Even better, give us a stop right now. Place everything on pause, and whatever podcast platform that you might be listening to, give us a review. That really, really helps to have other dads that are searching things. We do everything organically. I'm not paying for any Google search ads. I don't pay for anything. If you're listening to this, it's probable that you found this through some organic search engine or search site or search words, etc. So if you can share it on social media, that would be great also. But let's spread this word even further and even wider than it is. So I would appreciate that very, very much. And then also go to the Divorce Dadvocate website and immerse yourself in that, fun resources that you need. We also have got an app that you can download at the App Store that's got some free resources in it as well. If you want to go to the website, you can find that under the app tab and then download it from there for Apple or Android. We just got a myriad of resources for you. So get involved, get engaged, get the help that you deserve. Okay, 10 reminders that you as a father are important. And look, in the journey of parenthood, fathers often play a pivotal but sometimes overlooked role. And while the spotlight often, and I would say more than often, shines on maternal care, the influence of fathers on their children's lives is equally significant. I would even venture to say equally, if not more significant. Research over the years has underscored the unique contributions fathers make to their children's well-being and development. So here are 10 reminders that highlight just how important you as a father truly are. The first one is nurturing emotional resilience. Now, how I'm going to go about this is I'm going to tell you what the 10 reminders are, but I'm also going to share with you the studies and statistics that support this, because it is absolutely overwhelming. There's not a single study or statistics that refute this, that say that there's anything that is bad about having dads in lives. And actually, the statistics are overwhelmingly and amazingly supportive, to the point that if it were a pharmaceutical company coming out with a product that boosted something 98%, people would be going off the rails and charts to buy it. And if it were a supplement or if it was a book or something else. And unfortunately, that's not happening with dads. And it's, the statistics are all right there. The solution to a lot of our ills and our challenges are all right here. And it's you, fellas. So fathers contribute significantly to their children's emotional development. Studies have shown that positive father-child relationships are linked to lower levels of behavioral problems and higher levels of sociability and emotional stability in children. In fact, a study published in the Journal of Family Psychology found that children with involved fathers are 43% more likely to exhibit emotional security and confidence. 43% more likely to exhibit emotional security and confidence. So all of this, a lot of this anxiety and this depression that we've got going on, that's an epidemic with kids, 43% more likely to exhibit emotional security and confidence if a father is involved in their children's lives. Almost half, it will improve by almost 50%. That is just crazy. And so, you know, actually, if anybody wants, on the website, I have the references to each of these studies as well under our blog. There will be the blog coming out this week that has the same information with the additional references to that. I don't have time in our short period here to cite each of those references, but I have them listed on the website. So that's the first one. You nurture emotional resilience. The second one is you are the knowledge pathfinders, guiding them towards success. Father's involvement in their this one blows me away. I actually probably should have put it as first. Father's involvement in their children's education is positively associated with academic success. Research published in the Journal of Educational Psychology reveals that children with involved fathers are, get this, 98% more likely to earn higher grades and perform better in school. Additionally, a study from the University of Newcastle found that children with supportive fathers are 25% more likely to have higher IQ scores. Can you imagine if on the news tomorrow was, we have found a way that your children will improve and have higher grades and perform better in school with a 98% probability? People would go ballistic and crazy trying to find the information. And then as soon as you said it was a dad, they'd be like, oh, okay. But maybe if a pharmaceutical company did this, or a book came out with this or something else, it would go nuts. It would go absolutely nuts. So guys, just understand that if you want your kids to have a better life and have a better education by having a better education, your involvement in their lives, there's nothing else that you can do. There's nothing that's going to have 100%. There's nothing that's going to have more than a 98% probability that they will be able to do this. So you are the answer and the solution to if your kids are struggling in school. Can you imagine if we wanted to raise all of our kids' IQs by 25% probability of kids raising their IQs, people will go crazy. That's you. You can help that. You can have an influence on that. You are the knowledge pathfinders. Number three, you are the social architects building bridges of friendship. Fathers play a crucial role in fostering their children's social skills and peer relationships. According to a study published in Child Development, children with engaged fathers exhibit 37% better social competence and are more adept at forming and maintaining friendships. Furthermore, research from the University of Oxford suggests that parental involvement is associated with 22%, paternal involvement is associated with 22% lower levels of antisocial behavior in children. Imagine that on the news. We found a way to reduce antisocial behavior in kids by 22%. Bam. Make sure, ladies, that the children's fathers are involved in their lives. Promote it, support it, facilitate it, and your kids have a better chance at a better life. That would be phenomenal. Number four, you are the confidence crafters sculpting their self-worth. Fathers have a significant impact on their children's self-esteem and self-worth. A study published in the Journal of Child and Family Studies found that paternal involvement is positively associated with 32% higher self-esteem in adolescents. Moreover, research from Brigham Young University indicates that supportive father-child relationships are linked to 27% greater overall life satisfaction in adulthood. You want your kids to grow up to be healthy, functioning adults that have a greater overall life satisfaction. You are linked to them having a 27% greater overall life satisfaction in adulthood. That is phenomenal. Fellas, you are the ones that help them to sculpt their self-worth, their self-esteem, and to understand that. Number five, you are the mind mentors cultivating intellectual curiosity. Fathers play a crucial role in promoting their children's cognitive development and intellectual abilities. A study published in Child Development Perspectives suggests that paternal engagement positively influences children's language development and academic readiness. Additionally, research from Harvard University found that children with involved fathers demonstrate 18% enhanced problem-solving skills and critical thinking abilities. Boy, are critical thinking abilities something that we need in this day and age? Absolutely, positively. You are the ones that help and are the mind mentors and cultivate their intellectual curiosity. So, I want to stop here. That's number five. But in our conversation this weekend during the group meeting, and this one gentleman that was going through these challenges with his son and sharing all the input that people have been giving to him and what his thought process was and what he's tried and how he was doubting himself and wasn't sure that he should even be involved in his son's life. Would it be better for him to concede what the axe is saying, which is she has a better remedy, it's better for him to be here, blah, 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 which is all a bunch of bull crap. We do not hear what I'm telling you. These reminders that you as a father are important is not something that we hear every single day. I would venture to say that every single one of you that are listening to this today has not heard somebody say, hey, yeah, you're doing great. Or, hey, yeah, you know what? If you want your kids to do better in school, you need to stay involved. Like, you're not hearing any of this supportiveness. If anything, and if you've been through family law court anytime recently or you're going through it now, you're probably hearing the opposite message, which is you are devalued, you are disrespected, you are disregarded. It is just that fathers do not have a important part in this. And the fact of the matter is it's the complete opposite. So I know you might feel like you're in the twilight zone. It is the freaking twilight zone out there. But stay strong and stay true to what you feel, because you are the only one that can provide specific things to your children that are going to help them to live a healthy and functioning adult life. Okay, that was my soapbox. Soapbox speech is over. Let's get back to our reminders that you as a father are important. Number six is you are the storm tamers, nurturing their emotional balance. Fathers contribute to their children's emotional regulation and resilience. According to a study published in Development and Psychopathology, paternal warmth and support are associated with 29% lower levels of anxiety and depression in adolescence. Holy crap. All of this anxiety and depression we've got going on, there's a solution. Make sure that dads are involved. Amazing. So simple. Doesn't cost a lot. You don't have to invest anything. You don't have to do, like, just make sure that the fathers are involved. Similarly, research from the University of Notre Dame suggests that fathers help buffer the negative impact of stress on their children's mental health by 35%. You want your children to be healthy mentally and emotionally. Make sure that dads are involved. Dads, you want your kids to be healthy mentally and emotionally. Make sure that you stay involved. No matter what they might be telling you, no matter what the ex might be telling you, no matter what the therapist might be telling you, no matter what the family law court might be telling you, no matter what stupid ad is on TV or stupid movie or a cartoon that's belittling and demeaning dads and their role, just remember, you are the most important thing in their lives. Number seven, you are the equality enforcers paving the way for gender equity. Now, before you get, let me explain this. Fathers play a crucial role in shaping their children's understanding of gender roles and norms. This is huge. Research published in the Journal of Marriage and Family suggests that fathers influence their children's attitudes towards gender equality and traditional gender roles. Also, a study from the University of Michigan found that involved fathers are 41% more likely to have daughters who aspire to non-traditional careers. So what it comes down to is you're helping them to formulate who they are, their self-image, and their self-esteem by a tune of 41%. I mean, unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. Number eight, you are the resilience builders forging strength in adversity. Fathers contribute to their children's resilience and ability to cope with adversity, according to research published in the Journal of Abnormal Child Psychology. Paternal involvement is linked to 26% lower levels of delinquency and substance abuse in adolescents. Additionally, a study from the University of California, Berkeley, found that supportive father-child relationships promote 30% greater psychological resilience in the face of stress. We want our kids to be 30% more psychologically resilient. We talk about resilience, also something that we need along with critical thinking in this day and age. There it is. It's right there. Their dad. Have him involved. You stay involved in their lives. Number nine, health guardians, nurturing healthy bodies and minds. Fathers play a crucial role. Okay, so number nine is you are the health guardians and you help them nurture healthy bodies and minds. Fathers play a crucial role in promoting their children's physical health and well-being. Research published in Pediatrics suggests that paternal involvement is associated with 19% lower rates of childhood obesity and better overall health outcomes. Furthermore, a study from the University of Cambridge found that children with involved fathers are 33% less likely to engage in risky behaviors and 20% more likely to adopt healthy lifestyle habits. Part of that is watching you with your healthy lifestyle habits. Again, we want them to be healthy mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. You being involved in their lives will be the single greatest impact on all of those things. Okay, and finally, number 10, you are the architects of success, building foundations for the future. Fathers contribute to their children's long-term success and happiness. According to a longitudinal study published in the Journal of Marriage and Family, paternal involvement during childhood is predictive of 36% higher adult achievement and well-being. Similarly, research from the University of Virginia found that supportive father-child relationships are associated with 28% greater career satisfaction and financial stability in adulthood. So you are the ones that are helping them build their future. This was part of the crux of our conversation this weekend with the gentleman that I spoke with on our group call and talking about how it was important for him and for dads in general to bring this authoritative parenting style to his child, as well as all of our children. This is something, and I'm not going to get into specific details. I have talked in the past about the difference between authoritative and authoritarian. I think I did a podcast on it as well, so go back and look at it. But parents or fathers bring a different type of parenting to kids. And so part of that is being authoritative. Not authoritarian, but authoritative, and it's just something that is comes natural to men and to fathers. It is not something that comes natural and that women do. Now, women bring a whole different set of things to the parenting dynamic. I think that we can all agree that it takes two parents to raise healthy and functional kids, but what's happening right now is that society in general, and definitely the family law court, is cutting out one side of that, and one side of that is being diminished in our society, and is being devalued, and it is doing damage to our kids. We can see now we are reaping what we have sown for so long. We have diminished that. We have glorified single motherhood, and we have diminished single fathers. We have diminished fatherhood in general, and now we are sowing what we have reaped for so many decades. But, gentlemen, we can turn this around, because as we go through this challenging time, as we go through this challenging divorce, making sure that you stick to your guns, making sure that you stay strong in the face of adversity. And trust me, if you're not already experiencing it, you're going to experience it. Even the best of divorce that you're going to go through, the most amicable of divorce you're going to go through as a single dad, you're going to face some challenges and adversity. One of those things is trying to be figuring it out all by yourself. You're not going to be able to do everything all of the time, and that's okay. But just stick to your guns, stay strong, and make sure that you stay engaged and trust your instincts. So as a father, your influence extends far beyond the boundaries of the home. Your presence, guidance, and support shape the trajectory of your children's lives in profound and lasting ways. From emotional development to academic success, social skills to resilience, your role is indispensable. So as you navigate the joys and the challenges of fatherhood, just please try to remember these 10 reminders of just how important you truly are. Dads, I love you. Stay strong and get engaged. Do not go about this alone. Get engaged in our community, or a community that is going to get you the help that you deserve, but also help lift you up in what is probably one of the most critical and important jobs in the entire world, which is fatherhood. Thank you so much for listening. I sincerely appreciate it. Have a terrific week. I will talk to you next week. God bless. To hear the rest of this episode and access the corresponding resources, visit thedivorcedadvocate.com and become a member of our community. It's free to join and will provide you with the resources you deserve as a divorced or divorcing dad. Thank you for listening. God bless, and I'll talk with you next week.